We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get some calls in. Joe in Long Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. Just a couple of points. Regarding the ground, I feel like you have no choice. As you can see.
I didn't hear what you said. Regarding the ground, what?
He has no choice. He's going to be 32, 33 years old.
What do you mean he has no choice?
To make money when you're 32, 33, if you look at the recent free agents, Jake Arrieta and some of the other older guys.
Yeah, not if he pitches paid. Like he did last year, you think somebody wouldn't give him a contract?
He would, but for this year, he's going to be, for the last 3 or 4 years, he's been a top 10 pitcher, and he's getting paid like
he's been a guy who's gone through the first years of his career. That's how the system works. You don't get paid the first 3 years you're in baseball. Then in 6 years you're off the team. So in 6 years you're free to leave. So that's how the system works. And in 4, 5, 6 you get paid in arbitration if you perform. So you only don't get paid for the first 3 years of the contract. So that's how the system works. The owners get the first 3 years, the players win after that.
He hasn't been
in the league long enough to be in that position. It's not anybody else's fault that he's 30 years old.
Right, but in his defense, if you're trying if you're trying to get as much money as you can from an organization who has demonstrated that they're penny pinching and they're trying to make money.
Why are they penny pinching? They gave him $17 million in arbitration.
Well, because they're legally obligated to.
They're not legally obligated because they would lose. They would lose if they didn't give him a decent dollar. But he's not getting. Here's the amazing thing: why would you side with him and not the team? Why would you side with him?
Because the organization throughout the years has been.
You think the organization should just give away the money when they don't have to?
No, to be a good organization, I think you reward your employees for doing the right thing and being excellent at their thing.
Wait, you think other teams don't give their first and second year players $500,000 and $600,000 contracts?
They do, but I see a lot of these other teams are buying out some of these years.
They've bought guys out. They absolutely buy guys out, but not you go give me the guys and tell me what guys got bought out at some outrageous money above $17 million.
I don't know the numbers.
You won't find too many. You got the difference with DeGrom is he's 30 years old. That's the difference. Normally a guy would be 24 at this stage. 25, he's 30.
Right.
That's not the Mets' fault.
It's not, but the system he didn't create, and he's trying to.
He's part of the system. What do you mean he didn't create it? It's created by him. He's a member of the organization that created it.
He didn't sign the collective bargaining agreement.
He's part of the system. Come on now. You're telling me the players now are not part of the collective bargaining agreement?
They are, but it's so skewed against them that.
No, it's not. What are you, nuts? It's not skewed against them.
And he's one of the top 10, 20 players in the league, and he's not getting paid like that.
He's making $17 million.
And compared to how much the owners are making and how valuable he would be in the open market, he's getting grossly
But he will get to the open market in 6 years like every other player.
And he'll be over the hill and he won't get paid.
That's not anybody's fault that he got there late, except his.
Right, but in his own self-interest, I feel like he should.
Well, so what? He should be able to. So he should say to the team, "I'm a little older, so I should get free agency earlier."
But I would limit my innings too because I want to have.
You know what? You're for this guy not giving you a full day's work, and you're going to pay to watch him pitch, and you're going to have him walk off the mound when his pitch count reaches a certain number, and you're for that.
5 years, he tore his heart out,
and that's what you're for. Wait a second. Are you delirious?
I guess I am.
You're a fool.
For his self-interest and pay $12 a beer from a people who are trying to rip me off, they're not looking out for him. He's got to look out for himself.
Oh, he's making $17 million this year.
Right, and he's tremendous.
Oh, my God. You know, that is so warped. It's ridiculous. The team's not, is not looking out for him. You need to look out for him. You think he's looking out for you? Oh, my God. I don't get it. I really don't. See, I think you should be out for yourself, out for the fan, not out for the – and I'm not saying to be pro-owner or be pro-player. You should be down the middle. You should worry about what your costs are. That's what I'd be worried about. But if I'm going to have a guy who's going to walk off the mound and you're going to say, I understand that. I don't. Maybe you do. I don't understand that. The system now is anti-player. In what world is the baseball system anti-player? Do you know what the average baseball player makes? Anthony in Red Bank. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure that Brody was highly respected before he took this job in baseball and well paid.
Oh, it definitely was. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure that...
And he's still well paid.
Yeah, I don't want to... Absolutely. But I'm sure...
I don't see what that has to do with anything, though.
Well, I'm sure that he sat down with the Wilpons and had this conversation because he looks horrible right now in this situation. Brody.
How do you figure?
Because he was his agent. Now he's the GM.
Right. So what do you want him to do?
Well, don't you think that the GM of the Mets is not a lifetime position? I'm sure he's going to want to go back into possibly being...
Well, you don't know that. You have no idea if he'll do that or not. I mean, but what does that have to do with DeGrom? I don't understand. DeGrom has a new agent.
I understand that. I'm just saying...
And he's going to recuse himself from anything dealing with DeGrom. He won't be involved. But so what... I don't understand how that impacts the DeGrom situation. If anything, it helped DeGrom. He made comments that were pro-DeGrom last year at the All-Star break that were very aggressive for DeGrom. Absolutely. Wanting him to get paid. Now he's on the other side of the fence.
His credibility...
I'm not against DeGrom getting paid. See, but DeGrom acts like he's an innocent bystander in this. No, he's not. He decides what's right, and the Mets decide what they can live with. They decide what they can live with. Now, the recourse that DeGrom has is to leave. What I don't think is his recourse is to not pitch. That, I think, is wrong. I don't think that's his recourse. His recourse is to leave when his free agency comes along. In 2 years, he can leave. The problem with DeGrom is DeGrom doesn't like the idea that he's older. That's the issue.
Well, I just think this is the Wilpons.
What did they do wrong here?
Well, I'm...
The player's making $17 million this year. He went from $7 to $17 million.
Yeah, but you don't think Brody sat down with them before he took this job and said...
What does Brody have to sitting down have to do with the... I don't understand your point. How does that play into DeGrom? I'm trying to get to the point about DeGrom.
What I'm saying is...
I'm trying to figure that out. What are you saying?
I'm just saying this makes Brody Van Wagenen, his credibility is thrown at the window.
And how do you figure that?
I don't see how he could become an agent of anyone after the Mets GM.
He is a general manager now. What are you worried about what he does after this? You're just telling me he can't go back and be an agent again? Who cares? Why would that interest you? He might be a mailman. What do you care what he is after he leaves this job? He's not a general manager. He's not an agent anymore. What do you care if he's going to go back to be an agent again for?
I don't care what he does after. I'm just saying he...
Well, what are you talking about then? How does that impact the DeGrom negotiation?
I'm not debating whether DeGrom should get paid or not.
I don't know what you're debating. Bobby and Staten, I just don't get what you're debating, to be honest with you. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. I'm going to give you a little bit of a break here. I actually agree with you.
I don't care if you agree or not. Just tell me what your point is. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm heartbroken to hear those words come out of Jacob DeGrom's mouth because I'm a big DeGrom supporter. I just, to hear him go that route, I have to ask the question, who's this guy's agent that maybe has advised him to say this to the public? And if this is coming from him himself.
It's always coming from him. Listen, it's coming from him, but this is the new age player now. This is what the new age, this is the new idea. We shut it down. That is the new player, and that's wrong.
Your whole fan base.
I agree. I completely agree. That's not the way to do this. There is a mechanism for this to work. It is a mechanism for you to get paid. Arbitration works for the player because the team can't screw the player in arbitration because if they make a bad bid, they lose. You make a bid, they make a bid. If you make a bad bid that is disingenuous, you lose, which is why the Mets didn't pay him $7 million in arbitration. They paid him $17 million in arbitration because they knew they had to bump his salary. So they bumped it $10 million. He's being paid $17 million this year. He thinks he's worth more. He is right now on the open market, except he's not on the open market yet. Why? Because he hasn't put in the requisite time that he agreed to as a member of the Players Association to get to free agency. Just like Judge will do, just like Torres will do, just like Syndergaard will do, but it's an issue for DeGrom because he's older. He's not getting there at 24 or 25. He's going to get there at 32 if he waits. That's why he's forcing the issue, and that's why they're taking extreme measures like, well, we'll have to see if we dial it back. In other words, Met fans, you put pressure on the owner because I might not give my best. Shame on him. That should not be on the table. Have some pride in your work. That's where DeGrom and I part ways. Jimmy and Dix Hills. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, Mike. Love the show. You know, a lot of Mets fans give the Mets a hard time, but this is a perfect example where the Mets are 100% right. Remember when Harvey was pitching lights out and all the Mets fans called up, we got to lock this guy up.
Lock him up. How would that have worked if they had locked him up? How would that have worked?
We'd have been gone for another 10, 20 years. I mean, it makes sense not to pay this guy, and I'm sorry. No one's going to feel sorry for this guy. $17 million is fine. And if he tries this, Mike, we got to get rid of him.
I totally agree. The one thing you don't do is tell your city, I'm going to give you less than my best. You know what? Get lost. You're making $17 million. The system is the system that you guys have all fought for, that the players have been beating the owners over the head with for 2 decades. The baseball players have made a fortune. They got the strongest union there is, and the system works completely in their favor. It's 6 years to free agency. Sorry you got there at 32 versus 26. That's not the Mets' fault. That's nobody's fault, and it sure isn't a fan's fault. And your answer is, if you don't give me the contract I want, I'll dial it back? That's what you're telling me? You're going to give me less than your best? You don't care if we win? Then tell me this, why do I want you here?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.